All right, welcome, bitches, to the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. I'd like to welcome Alicia Treseder.
Treseder.
Did I say it right?
Treseder.
See, I told you I'd fuck up her name. There's a previous podcast I was talking about you. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to fuck up her name. So one more time, tell everybody your name.
Alicia Treseder.
And so tell us a little bit about you, Alicia. Where are you from? What do you do? Where were you born? Things like that. Let's start from the beginning. So just so you know, bitches, we're going to do a 3 or 4 series episode on her life because I think it's very fascinating. But go ahead.
So I was born in Modesto. I moved a lot, have a older sister and an older brother. Went through a lot of trauma growing up. I would have to say my first memory after was probably about 3 when I had my first memory. And that was when my father passed away and I was at his funeral. A lot of people think it's weird that at 3 you can remember those things. And I remember the casket. There was 21 pink balloons and I was wearing a sailor dress with my Mary Janes. And white stockings.
Even though you were young, you said you were 3, you seem to remember very vividly. Do you feel that it traumatized you at all? Is it a trauma type memory or is it just a memory since you didn't know him that well?
I think it was just a memory. I think what traumatized me is I remember visiting him in the hospital before he passed away. And because he missed my third. He passed away from hepatitis D. He was a heroin addict. He got a dirty needle. He had went on a binge. And this is, of course, what I was told later. But I remember visiting him in the hospital. He was in ICU. And I remember back then they used to give you like nice looking pants, hospital pants. And they had like this really pretty teardrop. And also back then you used to be able to smoke in the hospital. Right. But I remember, because I remember the smell.
You ain't that damn old. How old is this? How long ago was this? So
that was 1983. I'm 40. 19? I just turned 44.
Damn, you old.
I'm old and I'm loving it and I'm owning it. It's okay.
That's good,
I've earned my stripes. I remember being there and visiting him and because he missed my 3rd birthday. And then I remember he was in isolation. And so he gave me my gift and it was a Mr. Potato Head. And I was just so excited. Shortly after that, I would say what traumatized me is I had to go. And it's sad that it is. I had to go get testing. So my mom and I both had to get testing weekly for hepatitis. And this lasted, I don't remember how long it lasted, but it traumatized me. I hated needles after that. I mean, many people hate needles. Well, the reason I hate needles is because of that. And then I had to go through and get all the vaccinations. And then but the testing was just ridiculous. It was very rigorous.
How long did you have to do it for? I want to know if it was rigorous because back then we weren't savvy about hepatitis, or maybe that's just the way, because I don't know. Is it like that today?
I don't know because, no, you're right. So back then what they did, we had to do it for, first set was 3 months and then we had to do 3 more months. So it was a total of 6 months that we had to constantly get tested. And now, no, what, they just do a titer now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I bet you back then we probably just didn't understand it because I'm looking here, hepatitis D spreads by blood products, unclean needles, or unscreened blood. I think a lot of older people are starting to pop up because, you know, we didn't really screen back in the day when old people got blood transfusions by having unprotected vaginal, anal, or oral sex, or by a mother to baby, by pregnancy, labor, nursing. So maybe that's why they made you do it because you were so young and, you know, I'm sure. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
It absolutely was. And so it was traumatic because, I mean, I was 3 and then he started convulsing and then he died shortly thereafter. So he was only 21 when he passed away. And then seeing the things growing up, you know, we were living at my grandpa's and there was weird people in the house and there were fights. It was interesting to watch fights, like things that, you know, young.
Like physical fights?
Physical fights.
Right.
You know, things that young kids should not see, you know. And I mean, these people are full on. Just brawling. And I was always the one that was like, I was standing back. Like, I don't, just watching these people. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't, you know, I remember my uncle coming over though, my dad's uncle coming over, and he's like, hey, come here. You know, and he moved me from the situation. And he's like, how are you? And he had a diesel. He was a big rig driver. And right. He was like, oh, look at this. And I was like, oh, this is cool. You know, and it distracted me. So then I didn't have to see that because the police came and stuff. And so it was interesting growing up in Modesto. I mean, I lived in a lot of different areas of Modesto. One of them was called Airport District, which is now the, like, nobody goes to Airport District unless you know somebody or you live there.
Why is that, like, the hood where all the gangs are, it's where all the shootings are?
Yeah, it is the hood.
Hooker Hill, things like that.
Yeah, but back then,
can I go get a hooker for like $5 or $10?
Pretty much. You probably get it for a dime. But, you know, and mad respect to my people in Airport District, you know, but my grandma and grandpa, they built their house there. And so that was the place. You know, I remember snapping. There? They both passed. The house is still there. I drove by, which is like the size of a garage. But
crazy, the isn't it?
It is. It is. And so I remember sitting on the porch and snapping peas with grandma and all of that and helping in the garden and, you know, those playing with my cousins and my sister, my brother, and everybody just hanging out. It was nice.
So you told me that you were born in Modesto in 1980. Mm-hmm. And you told me but you moved around a lot. You said you moved to Sonora, California. I think you said Arizona. And what was the other place? Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about those places a little bit. Why did you move to Sonora and all these different places? Why did you move a lot? I asked if you were a military brat.
No, I wish I was. So we moved a lot. There was a lot of eviction because my mother had a gambling addiction. And
your mom know, is your mom still alive? Can I ask that?
Yes, she is.
Is she going to be mad at you talking about this shit?
I don't care.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I got to ask because, you know, some people might get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, no, she knows that she has a gambling issue. But still? That's what, yes. But with her phone now. So, you know, that's, she likes to play her games on the phone, and that's her money and her life, and she can do what she wants. And I love her for who she is, and it doesn't matter. But that's why we moved a lot. We moved a lot.
But look at you. Look at you, though. You said you, and I don't mean to interrupt, but you said you grew up in a fucked up way. How you know she didn't grow in a fucked up way? And maybe that's her way of dealing with how she grew up and shit.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly what happened. And I found out later, you know, the stuff that she had gone through, some of it I remember, and some of it, you know, she's told me, and I'm like, well, I get that, you know, but we have to make a healthier choice. And I tell her that, I'm like, you just have to be mindful. As long as your bills are paid, okay, you do what you want. Right. But, you know, and that was something that was self-taught. I wasn't taught finances. I wasn't taught how to manage my money. Right. I wasn't. And case
in point.
I don't
think any of us are. That's why we're. I don't think any of us grew up that way. They took all that shit out of school, and that's why we're fucked up financially, because, you know, nobody teaches us how to manage our money and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so we moved up to Sonora. I love Sonora. My stepdad, he was amazing. He was very influential and taught stability and safety. And he just kind of went with the flow the best that he could, because my mama wore the pants in the family, and that was okay.
I think most women do.
Yeah, and that was okay.
Me a little pussy, and so we do whatever you tell us to do.
Right? I even told him, I said, you know, you could divorce her, right? And I'll go with you.
Yeah,
and
but that pussy must have been good.
I love her. It was that good. I was like, shit must have been made with gold. I don't know, but go ahead. You do you, boo. But he taught me stability, and he taught me it was important to get an education. I was the first to graduate high school in my family. And
was he a high school graduate, your stepdad?
Yes. Yes. Right. He wanted to go into the service, but he blew out his knee. So that didn't happen. But yeah, he graduated high school. He did a little bit of college and stuff. So he was definitely my biggest
cheerleader, supporter.
He went to all of the things that I had done. We moved back and forth. We moved up to Sonora. We were up there for the longest time. and then we moved to Patterson, and then we moved to Georgia. So we went all the way across country.
What about Arizona?
Well, Arizona was after Georgia.
After Georgia? All right, so let's go to Georgia. Where in Georgia?
Brunswick, Georgia. My uncle still lives there. Brunswick, Georgia is...
You keep going. I'm going to look it up on the map and see what you keep telling us about Georgia.
So Brunswick, Georgia is right off of St. Simon's Island. It's about 20 to 30 minutes, I want to say, from Jacksonville and south of Savannah.
Oh, yeah, it's Georgia, like in a little cove and shit. That would be nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It was beautiful. Well,
why the fuck did you leave that damn place? Look at this place. Shit. I want to move to Brunswick, Georgia. This is nice.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's right off the fucking coast and shit. Yeah, it's like in a little, I don't know, what do you call that? Like a little, not a peninsula, but like...
It's like Monterey.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's like Monterey, like that peninsula.
Fuck, I would have stayed there. Mama used to go back to California. I'm fucking staying here.
So I moved with my mom and my stepdad, my grandma, my grandpa, my uncle, my uncles, three of the uncles, and my sister. So we all moved.
How old were you then?
I was 10 or 11 when we moved there. I remember I was in fifth grade. When we moved there shortly after, I remember Hurricane Hugo came through. That was...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was crazy.
You're making me fucking feel old and shit.
Because you are... How old are you?
I just turned 55 last December, see?
Oh, see, and you're sitting here saying, I'm old. Okay. You're the same age as my husband, so you're fine.
I'm a senior citizen now. Look,
you get that senior discount.
What's your husband's name?
John.
Tell John I'm fucking pissed off because we can't even get a fucking... senior citizen discount at Denny's no more, or the movies, because they moved it to 62.
Shut up.
See, and by the time him and I become 62, they'll fucking move it to 65 or something.
I know. This is so true. So true.
Bullshit, man.
Oh, I tell you. But Georgia was beautiful. I really liked Georgia. I learned a lot. We called it Woods. I met a lot of amazing people. Dealt with a lot of diversity. So And the darkest
what
in my family.
What do you mean by diversity?
Well, people thought that I was... In Georgia, they're still stuck in the old ways.
Right.
And my uncle and my sister could not be seen with me because I look mixed.
Right.
And
are you mixed?
I am mixed. I'm half Thai and half white.
So what kind of people live in Georgia?
Well, there's a lot of African American people. And they were great to me. I had a couple that wanted to fight
me. But all the old white people.
All the old white people.
And the plantation owners.
Yes. And oh my God, the plantations were absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. Right. But I remember, and it happened to be our neighbor. She was friends with my sister. And then she thought I was a cousin or something, or adopted. Everybody thought I was adopted. We'll get into that one. But everybody thought I was adopted.
You know, we don't have no Asian people here in Georgia. What's that? Right. What's that little Asian girl here doing in Georgia and shit?
Yeah, and they...
Y'all
they
must adopt her to help her out.
I'm telling you, they didn't like it. My sister got stabbed with a pencil in the hallway.
Oh, shit.
One of my memories, the neighbor girl decided to start a fight with me. So I was in and out of the hospital in Georgia because I kept getting pneumonia because of the humidity.
I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. How the fuck you get pneumonia from the humidity?
Okay. So
that don't make sense. I don't believe it. Well, you're talking. I'm going to Google that shit because that don't make fucking
sense. Go ahead, Google it. This is what the doctors told my mom. So
I think the doctor's full of shit.
That could be. So I always had a very weak immune system. My tonsils, when I was born, were the size of a man's fist. And they
this
had
this fucking articles from the 1980s too. The weather and deaths from pneumonia. I don't know if I believe that shit though.
I'm living proof. So okay.
Yeah, but
so,
I don't know if that's true, but you keep going. I'm calling bullshit.
You go ahead. So I always had a weak immune system. So they had to wait till I was 3, because back in the 80s, you know, they wouldn't do surgery on children until they were 3. Well, at least they wouldn't remove my tonsils until I was 3. So I kept aspirating and getting aspiration pneumonia and couldn't breathe and all this and that. So anyways, so when we were in Georgia, I know I kept getting pneumonia. And so I remember I broke my ankle. We were playing in the gym and this kid, Jerome, stuck his foot out while I was running around. We were running corners.
You're like a magnet to people who want to fuck you up.
I tell you. And I stepped. Oh, my gosh. And I snapped my ankle. I remember he got in trouble. He had to carry my book. He had to carry my lunch tray. He had to walk me to my class. I had a cast on my leg up to my knee. And that was before, you know, you had to put a garbage bag on your foot, you know, if you wanted to get into the water.
Right.
We'd go to St. Simon's Island and we would get in the water and they had to put a black trash bag around my leg. That was fun. But anyhow, you know, we had a good time. I got in my first fight in Georgia with the neighbor girl, but it was beautiful. We went to Savannah. Savannah has an amazing train museum. Oh, it's gorgeous. And the plantations, absolutely beautiful. And just diving into the culture and the food. Oh my gosh, the food was amazing. Right. It was the first time I ever had, I remember having gator. We had alligator tail sandwiches.
I love alligator tail.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
That's just good. People, so that's good. Right. You ever eat chitlins? Good.
Yes.
Greens?
Mm-hmm.
What's the greens? Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You ever eat boudin?
I loved it. Oh, I love boudin balls. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. See, so that's good.
I love that.
So you moved from Georgia to Arizona so you could go from the humidity to dry out your lungs and shit?
Pretty much. So we were there for about.
Did you have pneumonia when you went to Arizona?
No.
What the fuck?
So we moved from Georgia and went to Arizona. I don't even know why we moved, but we moved. To be honest. And then my grandma
Your mama got
still
tired
stayed.
Of taking your ass to the hospital.
She did. So then we moved to Arizona. My sister was still in Georgia. So me, my mom, and my dad, my
Wait,
stepdad
who did your sister
moved.
Live with?
She lived with my grandma, with my meemaw.
The one that moved to Georgia with you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same grandma and grandpa that owned the house in Modesto?
Yes.
All right.
And so... Well, no, the one in Modesto was my great grandma. This was my grandma.
Let me ask you this. Since your sister stayed there with your grandma and grandpa, did she turn out better or worse than you? Or the same?
I think we turned out the
same. I don't mean better or worse. Like
no, you're good.
Yeah.
No.
But you know what I mean? Like you still stayed in a kind of a fucked up situation, even though you had stability with your stepdad.
Yeah.
But was your grandma and grandpa more stable than where you were at? See?
Okay, so.
No, but you get what I mean?
I do. So.
You think about this, because my biggest regret, I have an older son, and I don't want to shame him or anything, but my older son, he was a heroin addict. Mm-hmm. You know, he always blames me and shit. And maybe I am partly responsible, because I moved around a lot in the Army and shit. My biggest regret was not leaving him with my mother, who was stable. She lived in one place. She never fucking went anywhere else. You know, she was stable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She had a job. She had a house. But me, I moved around. I drank. I cursed. And I probably fucked him up a little bit because I was a young kid and shit. So that's why I wonder, was your grandparents more stable than what you had and shit? Because, you know, moving around a lot can fuck people up.
So we're going to get into this then. We're going to get into this. Here we
all
go.
Right, all right.
Are you ready?
No. I mean, we don't have to do it now, but I'm just asking. I haven't finished asking all these other questions yet. So.
I know. Okay. So then we could either table that. So yes, it was better, but it wasn't better at the same time. So
all right. So we'll talk about it later then. Yeah. All right. I get you. All right.
Oh, I'll fill in those blanks.
So we went from Georgia to Arizona.
Yes. So we went to Georgia to Arizona. So me, my mom, and my stepdad. And that was great. And we stayed in the same place, which was nice. Got to know a lot of people. Loved Arizona. I loved the weather, the sunsets, the sunrise, the activities, everything.
So then
my heart is 100% in Arizona. Well, so then we went back to Georgia because we had to get my grandmother. From her abusive relationship. It will definitely be for the next episode. So we had go back to Georgia. We got my sister and my grandma and my Uncle Curry. And we came back to Arizona. We brought them back with us.
What happened to your grandpa?
He's still in Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Georgia laws are different.
I know.
Georgia laws are different. So
people don't believe this, but there's still laws on the books in the South where you can't marry. I know, but like if I married a black woman or black guy married a white woman, it's illegal. You can't have anal sex. It's illegal. Yeah. You can't suck a dick. That's illegal. Right. Look, Florida, today, 2024, Florida, you can't even say the word gay.
Oh, good thing we're in California. But
it's crazy, right? Like,
in Georgia, it is not wrong. Here's a fun fact. In Georgia, it is not wrong for a husband to hit his wife.
Oh, even today.
Yeah.
Is it still on the books?
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
I know.
Come here, let me hit you, woman. Let me hit you.
Yeah, yeah. So we went back to Arizona, and then we stayed there for, gosh, we were still there for a long time. My sister met her now husband, still married, still together. I knew him before her because I went to school with his siblings. So that's amazing. They still treat me like family.
So you're saying your sister was a cock blocker. She stole a nice guy.
Oh, no. He was way older than me. I was good. I'm good.
Well, your husband's 10 years older than you. Apparently, he's old man.
Well, not then. I was like, oh, no. But then we left Arizona. My sister stayed with her boyfriend, now husband, and we went to Groveland. We had to move from Arizona. I had gotten in with
Groveland.
Groveland is here in California. It's north of Sonora. Groveland, California.
Never heard of that fucking place.
I had gotten into the wrong crowd in Arizona.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. So it was
there's a Groveland, Florida, too.
Oh.
Groveland, California. I don't see a Groveland. G-R-O, like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Unincorporated. It is near Chinese camps, Nellens. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got you. It's Angels camps on the other side, mm-hmm. 395. I got you. All right.
So we went to Groveland, and then we went
back. So you
back
were a mountain
down.
Girl.
Oh, yes, 100%. Because we lived a lot in Sonora. Like, I went to high school in Sonora. Then when my mom moved us, it's like the timeline, like Arizona was part of elementary, middle school. Georgia was elementary. Then when we moved to Arizona, it was finishing elementary, then middle school. We went to Groveland, staying in a trailer on my aunt's property. Then we went to Sonora. And then we moved back down to Modesto my junior year of high school.
And you graduated in Modesto?
I did.
High school in Modesto?
I did. I ended up I went to Thomas Elliott for my senior year because I became pregnant.
How old were you when you got pregnant?
I was 17 when I got pregnant with my first. Mm-hmm. And that was with I had met him when I was 16. I got pregnant at 17.
I know, but it fits the picture because your mom and dad seemed to probably got pregnant young.
Yeah.
I don't know how educated they were. Yeah, I don't know how educated they were or were not. There was a lot of drama and stress in your life, so you didn't have good resources. So, you know, the cycle wasn't broken.
Yeah, exactly. And so I changed to independent studies. I'd moved out of the house when I was 17. I am. My senior year, I went to independent studies because I started having complications with the pregnancy. Mm. I moved out.
Maybe from the humidity?
Stop. No. And so I did that. And then I ended up at 20 weeks losing my son.
Shit, I didn't know that. You never told me that. Wait, say that one more time. Let's back up again. Say that again.
My first pregnancy was at 17. I went to independent studies because I was having complications.
I know, but you said at 20 weeks?
20 weeks pregnant, I found out I had a boy, and he had no heartbeat. Yeah. I ended up losing him.
You never told me that. How does that affect you today?
Oh, it still affects me. His name would have been Andrew, and he would be 28 in September.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Does it still bother you? Does it still hold on to that?
I do still hold on to it.
See, it's weird because women, you're attached to the baby. It's part of you. Men wouldn't probably think second twice about it.
Yeah.
But women.
No, my ex-husband, he's still attached. He's still.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Do you think that caused any problems in your relationship?
It did.
That issue right there?
Yeah. It did. It definitely did. I mean, we were young. We got married when I was 18 after I graduated high school. I refused to marry him until I graduated high school. I got to speak at my graduation. I was asked to do a speech.
Fucking have sex and get pregnant before you graduate. Is that what you told the kids?
Pretty much.
Don't be a fool. You wrap your tool.
Yeah, exactly. And we got married and kind of it started from there. Right after we got married, it changed. Everything kind of changed from there.
So I'm going to ask you a different question. I'm going to change. We'll get into that too, but I'm going to change. So how did your family cope with the challenges of the eviction and homelessness? Because you said you were homeless. You know, we talked about this off screen. You said you were homeless. So how did your family cope with the challenges of all the evictions and the homelessness, and how did it affect the family dynamics?
You know, so it...
And was your stepdad with you when you got evicted, or was it before him?
No, he was with us. We lived in the back of a Pinto, and we would sleep next to the railroad tracks because it was bright.
You still with your mom?
Yeah.
That's the man right there.
I know. Then we lived in Apex Motel next to Yosemite Lanes in Modesto. So my sister got to stay with my grandma, but my mom always kept me with her. She didn't let me go stay with the grandparents while we were going through it. So
maybe because she was so worried about yours being sick and ill, and maybe she felt like she could take better care of you and keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a motherly instinct. At least she didn't leave your ass.
She didn't leave me, exactly. And so, you know, it changed it because then everybody was giving kind of tough love, which I see now. And
what do you mean tough love? You giving tough love or her giving tough love?
No, so the family, like the grandparents were giving my mom and my dad tough love. Like, we're not going to bail you out. You guys need to figure this out.
Oh, I got you.
We can't keep giving you money. We can't keep doing this because
but
you guys
say your
need
dad,
to figure
but
it out.
Your stepdad or your real dad?
My stepdad. Sorry.
So, but
yeah,
I mean, what does he do? I mean, what was he doing at the time? How come he didn't put her in check? Look at me. You were in Georgia. He could have hit her ass and shit. I'm just teasing everybody. Don't get fucking crazy. It's a joke. All right. But I'm just curious why he didn't like, listen, motherfucker, we got to get our shit together.
Yeah. They got into a lot of fights. And then finally he put his foot down. He says, this isn't a way to raise her. This isn't a home that she should be living in. And this is not going to happen anymore. And so he was working and everything. And so we got a place. We lived there for the longest time. It was nice to have a stability,
right. You
know, so that worked out. And then things just started changing where we weren't living in a car anymore, living in the motel and, you know, eating out, eating at Happy
Steak.
Because
he stood up and became a man and said, listen, we ain't doing this shit no more.
Yeah, exactly.
You pussy good, but it ain't that motherfucking good.
Yeah, we can't do this.
I know, but sometimes it's hard because, you know, if he wasn't raised a certain way, if he was raised a certain way and didn't have any male role models to deal, you know, to learn how to deal with this shit.
He had an amazing family. So my grandfather.
Then why do you think he put up with so much shit?
You know, well, he was the kid.
I got to see a picture of your mama when she was young. I got to see this.
I have one. I have one. I'll show you.
I need to see how hot she is and shit because. Like, fuck me. I mean, I've been through a lot of shit, too. I put up with a lot of shit as a dude, so I get it. I'm not mad at him. I get it.
He did.
We do stupid shit for y'all guys.
And I would tell him, like, why are you doing this? Why? You know, but he started seeing, and he says, no, this isn't okay. This isn't okay. And so he put his foot down, and my mom didn't want to lose him, so she listened to what he had to say.
But do you ever talk to him now about it and ask him what the fuck he was thinking?
He passed away 3 months before I graduated from nursing school.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I know, but still, like, you got a lot of, you need a fucking cleansing and shit.
Dude,
we need to do a cleansing on your ass and shit.
I'm telling you, we ain't even tapped into it all yet. But,
That's crazy shit.
I think it brought us together. I mean, we went to the church, you know, the churches had the food boxes and that. Imitation cheese and the juices. I loved the little, remember the little jug juices? Oh, those were
We didn't have that when I grew up. We only had the cheese, the beans, the rice, and powdered milk.
Yep. Love that powdered milk. It was really good on your Cheerios. There's
nothing
wrong with it.
That was fucking nasty as fuck.
I used to eat Tang sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, we had Tang too. That's right.
Did you ever put it on toast?
No, but we did have Tang.
Oh, you had butter?
I just drank it, yeah. Yeah. We did. That's right. We got butter, cheese, rice, and beans, and powdered milk. But we didn't have juice and shit back then. So,
we had. They started doing the jug juice. Oh, the jug juice. Oh, it was.
That sounds like syrup.
It was so good.
You know what? Scissor. I don't know how you say. You know what I mean? It's the Kool-Aid and I don't know what the hell they. What is it they put in Kool-Aid? some type of alcohol and a cough syrup.
Oh,
you don't know about that?
What do they call it?
That's the shit that the fucking people. That's the shit that people would get high on. It's like Kool-Aid.
I heard about syrup, that.
And you never heard about that?
No, I have, but I forget what it's called.
I don't remember how they call it. Syrup, scissors. I don't remember what they call it, but it would get you fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hey, look, so, that's what I heard anyway.
Yeah, yes. That's what we heard. But I think it brought us close. You know, going through those hard times, it creates a bond. Whether it's a healthy bond. With who? You know, with my mom. And
I went through the same kind of shit you did, but I did not have a bond with my mother. We didn't talk forever and shit because I was very resentful about it. Like, I didn't talk to her. Now, my biggest regret now is looking back, being old, I can see that, you know, she probably came from a fucked up background and I didn't know how to deal with it. Now that I wish I'd have known so we could have these conversations, but I did not have a bond. I had more of a bond with my dad, even though he left us. It's weird as shit. Like, him and I were like this, but my mother and I were like, I don't get that shit.
So I'm definitely a daddy's girl. But one of the things that it taught me is there's that family bond. It's like, no matter what, because I couldn't make friends because I didn't know if I was moving.
Yeah,
so I just kind of kept to myself. And because I didn't know, am I going to be here tomorrow? Am I going to be here next week? I don't know. And so I didn't want to get close to people. And so it just taught me that, you know, you will always have family.
I didn't even think that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, now, I know I'm not being sexist, maybe that's a woman thing, because I didn't even have a sense of family and shit. Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. Were you and your sister close?
Not growing up. We weren't.
See what
close.
I mean? So that's what I mean. Like,
to
I
don't a point. Even. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't we even, fought a lot.
Me and my brother did too. It's just me and my brother. My older sister died before I was born. So I don't know. It's just weird how you feel like you have this sense of family, but I didn't even have that shit.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird, you know, but I had that sense of family because I still would go see my grandparents and stuff like that. And it was just, I liked that. I didn't get to see my sister all the time. And I didn't see my brother all the time because my brother lived with his father. But when he was around, like, him and I were closer. Me and my sister fought. I was mad at my sister for leaving.
How old is she? Is she older or younger than you?
She's older. She just She just turned 47.
So it's only a couple years older than you, 3 years older than you.
Yeah. And then my brother,
was she physically abusive to you, your sister?
No, we did get into a fight once. You know, we had family mediation back then. And if we had issues, we had to go outside and fight.
What the fuck is that?
So if we were fighting, we would yell at each other, whatever. Then,
but who was doing the mediating?
Oh, so what they did is my mom, my stepdad, my grandma would sit on a chair and tell us, okay, fight. And so we fought, and then I got grounded.
When you say grandma, is that your grandma from your stepdad's side or from your mom's side?
My mom's side.
You think that's a cultural thing? Like, you go, because you said your mom was Thai.
No, so this is fun. You're going to learn so much.
I am.
Okay, so I have to fast forward real quick. When I was 20 and I had my first daughter, had my first child, my husband at the time thought I was cheating on him because my daughter came out looking Asian. I then found out the man who we buried when I was 3 was not my father.
Oh, shit. So I now then found you're really out, fucked up.
Yeah.
I know, but you mourned over him. You were tortured over him to see him in the hospital. Yeah. And then to find out that motherfucker not even your real daddy. That's like, holy fuck.
After I had my child in the delivery room.
Were you mad at your mama?
Yes.
I would be too. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? You got me in trouble with my damn husband and shit because you didn't tell me the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your kid looked what? Asian?
Asian. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know you were Asian?
No. I always got made fun of. I always got made fun of growing up by my brother, my sister, my uncle, my cousins, all that. They would tell me I looked Chinese. They told me I looked Indian. They were like, we don't know what you are. And they even told me the joke. Yeah, they're like, you're adopted.
Oh, fuck, that's fucked up. See, that's even more fucked up.
I know. They used to tell me I was adopted, and they used to not want to play with me. They're like, you're not our...
But is your mom a Thai?
No, my mom was white.
Oh, so your mom was white, but she married a Thai.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
But she got pregnant by...
She cheated on her husband, the one that died, who I thought was my father. She cheated on him.
With a Thai guy? That's a rhyme there, Thai guy. Shit. That's crazy. See, look at that. So, damn, that's even more fucked up. That's good.
Well, it's going to get even better.
And your mama still living?
Yes.
Man, we need to go fuck with your mama. Like, what the fuck?
I know. No, I tried to have this conversation.
It must have been
her.
The blue eyes. That's why your stepdaddy's still with us. Blonde hair, blue eyes, and shit.
I tell you.
What's the ethnicity of your stepdad?
He was Irish and German.
Oh, so he was with another white. All right, gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah. Here you are, your mom's blonde hair, blue eyed, and you look a little Asian or Hispanic, and everybody's like,
Yeah. And you know what my mom used to tell me?
So that's why in Georgia they thought you were adopted, probably, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then my mommy used to tell me.
Why didn't she confess?
She said she didn't know. I said, so you slept with both men? And she's like, I got pregnant. I didn't know who was
my. What the fuck? As soon as you come out looking Asian, you know. That's bullshit. As soon as you pop out, like, oh.
Yeah.
No, come on. Don't bullshit me. We're not. People aren't that damn dumb as shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I just recently got baby pictures found from that side of the family they've been sending me. I was like, how did you not know? So we can,
send some of that to me so we can use it and stuff. I like that.
I will.
That's fucking crazy. All right, so I'm going to ask you another question here. So can you share a memorable anecdote from your high school years that has had a lasting impact? You know, you had a lot of hardships growing up. You said you had hardships as a teenager. You graduated from Modesto, but was there anything in high school, you know, because you said you didn't have a friend, but was there anything in high school that stood out that made you want to become a nurse?
So
or anything
that's
memorable that was a positive in your high school years?
So one, in kindergarten, I knew I wanted to be a nurse when we were doing Christmas caroling at the skilled nursing facility across the street. I loved it. I loved the skilled nursing. And so I was like, I want to be here. I want to hang out with all of them.
You said you did Christmas caroling at the nursing home?
Uh-huh.
You could sing?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. But in high school, I thought I wanted to be, like, I took FFA. I was packing mules. I loved biology. I loved anatomy. It was amazing. But I thought I wanted to be an architect in high school.
Oh,
and then I made a friend, Belinda, and this was up at Sonora High. I had shared some stories, you know, some past things with my friend, Belinda. She's the only girl I really stayed at her house. And I shared something that happened to me, a traumatic event that had happened with one of my uncles. And
are we going to get into that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to touch anything that's uncomfortable, though.
Oh, all right. Nothing's uncomfortable. Right. Trust me. We're good. I had let her know about me being molested and from 3 to 12.
Women, there's one out of every 5 women are raped, and most of the time it's often by family members, somebody you know. That's right.
Yep. So what impacted me is that I told her not to say anything, but she told the counselor.
Of course,
because,
you know.
And that was huge for me because.
Did you break your trust?
No, it didn't. It didn't. At first, I was angry because I was like, why would you tell? You know, I had already confronted the family about it in Georgia before we moved. And I was slapped in the face.
This is a white family member?
Yes.
Motherfucking country ass, want to fuck their cousins and shit.
Yeah. And
at least you ain't growing up in Chowchilla.
Right. Right. So she told the counselor, and they sent CPS, of course, came and talked to me, and they sent a sheriff to my house to arrest him. And my family, my mom and my grandma, had hid him underneath.
What the fuck?
The storage. Yeah.
So your mama knew about this.
Yes.
And she wanted to hide him instead of punishing him.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it made me very angry because how did you allow a man who was hurting me in your own home and you were forcing me to go with all the time?
And your mom's supposed to do what? What's your mama's job?
To protect me.
So why do you think she did that? What was the rationale and purpose behind it? Have you asked her that?
I have. And she gets very defensive and says, I know, I'm just a bad mom. I'm just a bad mom.
Oh, so she's deflecting her emotions and won't face it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Is that guy still alive?
Yes.
Is he in prison or free?
No, he's free. They made me tell CPS that I lied.
Your mama did. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's crazy, you want to know
what else? Later on, at 20, almost 21, I took in his four stepdaughters, and I ended up adopting them to protect them.
That's craziness, huh?
Yeah.
Was he trying to, you said his stepdaughters?
Yeah.
So he was trying to do the same thing to them?
We weren't sure, and we still don't know, but I adopted the older four.
But is there nobody in your family that can, you know, do things to take care of this issue? There's no men in your life that could take care of this issue once and for all?
No.
Because if anybody did that to my kids, we'd have to take a trip to Arizona desert or somewhere and shit, because that's craziness. Like, I don't
take
get
it to
shit.
The train that's... station. I don't know if you watch Yellowstone.
Oh, that's right. Just like on Yellowstone, take them to the train station. We're going to the train station. I know, but it's crazy because that's one thing I can't stand.
Yeah.
Is why do you got to fuck with kids and shit? I don't get that shit.
And we'll dive more into that because there's a lot that I'm even more so dealing with in regards to that.
All right. Well, that's a perfect place to let off. So we're going to end here for our episode one of our mini series with, tell me, don't be making me mad, Alicia.
Alicia.
See, but it's not fucking spelled that way.
That's my mama's fault.
It's spelled A-L-I-C-I-A. That's Alicia, not fucking Alicia. Treseder.
Treseder.
That's your fucking husband's fault.
Yeah.
Treseder. One more time. Say it one more time.
Alicia Treseder.
Alicia Treseder.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to end right here. And hopefully you guys come back for part two, because there's going to be at least four parts now, because this is good. I like this shit. All right, bitches. We appreciate you joining us on Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. Remember, this is part one of the episode with Alicia Treseder. All right, bitches.
Ooh, look at you.
All right, you have a good day.